All right, we've got a great episode of Side Retired today. It is Dylan and Nico, as always, and we'll be joined by a very special guest digging into the college baseball world. So, Nico, intro music and get right into this. Hello and welcome to this edition of Side Retired. It's Dylan Campion, joined alongside Nico Fernandez as always. And Nico, usually I'm the one that gets to introduce our guests, but given that I know our guy for 10 minutes and you've known him for years, I think it's only fair that you get to introduce who's hopping on the podcast with us today.
Yeah, it's weird because usually when I get people on, it's like, oh, they're older than me. It's like I kind of have like looked up to them and been like younger than them. This is the first guy that I like feel like he's my baby, bro. It's Javi Gorostola, great friend of mine, now playing at FGCU. Played with him for about 2 years in high school, but I've known him for like what's like a decade, bro. Javi, bro, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for having me today. Can't be more appreciative of the opportunity.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, the first question you always love to ask all of our guys is just take us through your baseball journey for people who are listening and don't know who Javi is. Just start from the beginning or wherever you want to go. What's baseball life like?
Well, baseball's been my whole life since I was three. Grew up playing Nico Park very well, Tamiami.
Yes,
Grew up
sir.
there since I was three playing. Had two cousins that made it to pro ball. One's currently playing in pro ball, so I was always looking up to people and like him, and being able to see like what the life was, and I just wanted to do the same thing. So went to play travel ball, and this team called the Phenoms, and the coach, one of the coaches, ends up being the coach at the high school that I end up going to with Nico. So it just all went perfect. I get to high school, everything's fine. I commit my freshman year to FIU. So super cool. Everyone like cool kid on the block. Like imagine freshman year, 14 years old. Like you know how it gets. Everyone's like, oh my God, how'd you do that? Like that's so cool, blah, blah, blah. So I play my 4 years, basically almost 3 years of high school, like super calm, like no pressure at all of like, having to go out and re get recruited or anything. So something happens at the school that I'm at. Coach leaves, he resigns. And I hit the quick, wow, I gotta like step it up. I only got 4 months before season. The coach starts something up like a recruiting advising. And with that, he helped me get in contact with you at FGCU, which is where I'm at right now. And since then, it's just been the greatest opportunity I can think for, to be honest.
That's awesome, bro. I guess again, me knowing you, I know your story, but for everyone who doesn't know, you said it. You have two guys again, both of them play pro ball. One of them, again, like you said, he went to FIU, which is again obviously.
Yeah, you did.
What's it like again from when you were young to even now when you're in college? Like having two guys that have seen baseball at an elite level and just been them being able to impact your life as you've gone through this journey.
No, I think it's the biggest advantage I can have. Like, it's just being the youngest guy has never affected me. Like, I've always taken that in as a like a chip on my shoulder, and just played that like that way. Like, I'm the youngest guy, and no matter how young or how small or whatever, I'm gonna play because that's how it is in minor league ball. Like, you get in straight from college or from high school, and normally you're one of the younger guys. You gotta grind. You gotta earn your stripes. And I've learned that from them a lot. Like earning your stripes and just going out and doing what you do day by day.
I like and following up on that though, you're a freshman. A lot of the college guys we've had on are tend to be the grad guys or juniors and seniors and all that sort of stuff. What's it like being the baby on the team? How is college life treating you? Because you're still only a couple months into this whole experience.
You're so old, bro. Oh my gosh. You're in college. Oh.
Bro, I'm 19 now. We're getting there.
That's
No,
terrible.
but these 7 months or 8 months have been, it's been a cool experience because I'm far from home, but not far enough where I can't see my family. So it's a cool thing. I'm only 2.5 hours, so if I really wanted to on a weekend and like during the fall, I could go to Miami and just hang out like with my friends, my family. But also I got that sense of freedom of being alone for the first time, I guess. And that was a really cool experience. And with that comes some, you know, dumb decisions along the way that on and off the field sometimes, and you just learn from every single one. And you learn by being the younger one on the team, you learn from the older guys that have been here for 2, 3, 4. And we even have guys that have been here 5 and 6 years. So it's pretty cool being the younger one. You get to see everyone's perspective, coaches, teammates, other players on different teams. You get to see how they play, how they take themselves on and off the field. And I just, you got to take it in, and because you're only a freshman once. So that's the thing that I'm super happy about. Like being able to be the freshman again is something really cool with me. Like, because in high school, being the freshman, you can ask Nico, Nico can agree with this. Being the freshman at the school that we were at with the group of guys that we were playing with was the coolest experience ever.
Yeah.
We had, I think, that year, what we were ranked top two?
Bro, that was COVID year.
That was COVID year.
We were like top three, we were like top five in the state. Like that was, I'm not going to get back into what could have been, but we were good. No, he's going and he's saying on Hubble, oh, I was the freshman. Guy was our three hole. Saying it like that. Oh, I was the freshman. Guy was our three hole for four. Like that was like, he wasn't like, oh, I'm a freshman fighting on the team to be the eighth batter. No, guy from the start, which is like why I thought you were the perfect person to be on. You've understood from and been in that lead off or like cleanup order. Like you've been there and you've understood like throughout high school. And like, you're just a ball player, which I think is, you're like the perfect person to be on.
Super, super cool.
I think for a lot of people, your perspective on what being a freshman was is a lot different from other people.
Yeah. I've been told that a lot of people are like, yo, like, are you like a ret, like a grad, like those people that take the leap year stuff that go to
like
academy
or gap year.
That, and I'm like, no. Like, I'm actually like exactly how I'm supposed to be. Like my grades, like you take yourself as an older person. And I'm like, I just attribute being on teams like with older guys that were good and that I was able to compete and be on that team and play.
And yeah, sort of I falling. Mean, or yeah, Nico, go for it.
Allie, bro, you're good.
I was just going to say that because I know one of the recent guests we had on was from Buffalo, New York, which is definitely not an environment for baseball. You grew up in Miami, which is the exact opposite. So what's that experience like growing up, obviously, in an area where it's almost like from your 3 years old, here's your baseball, go play.
Yeah. Well, I think Miami is amazing. Like, I'm only 2.5 hours away, and every other day I'm like, oh, my God, let me go back to Miami. Like, let me, why am I missing it so much? I'm only 2 hours away. And it's just like everyone in Miami seems to know each other. And Nico can abide by that. It's just if you go hit, you meet some guy that knows some guy that he ends up knowing someone. And then it's just you learn from every single person. And every day is a new person. And then baseball, the baseball side of it, it's there's so many like different professional guys that played in Miami that come back to Miami, which shows you like how good Miami is. Because it's not like they're from there and then they leave and never come back. Like these guys spend their life in Miami when they're not in season. And I'm really appreciative of being from Miami, the 305.
I mean, bro, you said it best. Dylan actually understands this. We had a guy from Barrie on that's now at Georgetown. And Dylan's like, oh, we're going to meet him. Like, I'll introduce you. I'm like, dude, I may know. We went for like the first 15 minutes before the call even started. I'm like, yo, do you know this guy? Bro, he knows Neto. He knows MJ.
No. That's how it Sal. Is.
He knows, and again, I'm saying that, and Javi knows MJ, he knows Sal, yeah. He knows Jaden, all the guys, everyone knows each other. And I think it's, again, like you said from the beginning, we all played at Tam Miami.
Uh-huh.
Every single person was on a team, and you either played for them at some point, or you played against them, and probably a fight happened.
You just get to know them.
Yeah, I know Javi can talk about when we were in T-ball, Field 9, where there would be cops at the championship game.
Field 9. Field Dude. 9. People, cops getting called, parents fighting. Cursing at you when you were 4 or 5 years old.
It's crazy. But you talked about it again, experience. Being close to Miami. I think the coolest thing, and again, I was here watching it on my TV. Bro, your first start at Miami, bro. That's
oh
insane.
My God. I can't ask for anything else.
And you performed. Like, what's that feeling before when you found out you were starting? Obviously, in the game, you weren't thinking, I know you're just freaking playing. But then after. Number one, seeing your fam and also seeing your fam after you did well, freaking you rate 3 for 6, freaking three eyes.
Surreal.
How was that, bro? How's that experience?
So the previous 2 weeks, we start off our season at TCU. And I had just come off two weeks before that from like dislocating my left shoulder, my non-throwing arm. So I was going through like rigorous like PT twice a day, trying to get back. And the opportunity comes like against Bethune on Sunday, I think. Yeah, we played Bethune the Sunday before we played UM. And coach is like, no, we don't need you today. I think I'm going to hold you off and try and get you on the field Wednesday. He goes, I want you to have your homecoming. So when he told me that, I was like, I already locked in. Like the butterflies happened that Sunday. So thank God he told me, because the butterflies went away Sunday. I just thought of every scenario, bases loaded, last inning, you know, stuff you do. Like normal, like little kid stuff that you do that you think you will never do again. Once you pass middle school, high school, you still do it day by day. You still think of moments like that. Wednesday comes, he goes, yeah, you're in the lineup, you're DHing. And I was like, all right, I guess, because I had just been cleared to DH, not to play the field yet. So he goes, all right in front of your home crowd, what are you going to do? And at that moment, I was like, I was past the butterfly stage. Like I was ready to go. Like I zoned in, and I didn't really care that I was in Miami at that moment. It was just a baseball field, bat to ball right there. It was super cool. Had like 60 people, family, friends, right behind me, and right behind our dugout, screaming at me, saying stuff that we used to say in high school, like family members calling me nicknames. Like I was laughing on deck. Like it just relaxed me. It was just like, it felt like a scrimmage.
We're going to read the stat.
It was amazing.
Now. 3 for 6, 4 ribbies on the day. Not only did you play, you dominated against the competition that day.
Dylan, tell them the stat that you saw. Tell them the first stat you told me, though.
Oh, I did see the stolen base attempt. That was a call.
What happened to Javi, bro? Bro, but the funny thing that about that is, bro, one little story, because I don't. Javi, freshman year, goes to me. He's like, Nico, bro, I'm gonna get my 60 time up. Like, no, you're not. He goes, end of like, we're like at the end of fall, sophomore year, and we're like, doing, oh my God, times, and he goes, and we go to race. He's like, Nico, bro, I've been getting faster. And the thing is, I say this story because I, again, the same thing I tell, I say with Matt, I say with Jaden, I understand that you guys are better than me. I understand. So I have to get like the quick feathers in my cap. We ran this, like, he blew him out of the water.
And I was like, all right. But the next year, I got it down to under a 7 somehow. So
okay, kid.
Working against you helped me.
Deal. It's a leader right there.
Exactly. That's what Team Captain Nico does.
Again, just FGCU, how do you like it, bro? How's the team? How do you feel? Again, we talked a little bit about you being a freshman, but how's it like adjusting to just more on the baseball side, having to go work through college baseball, the ups, the downs? How have the growing pains been?
Well, it starts August 14th when you arrive first day. You arrive and it's just everything scheduled minute to minute, hour to hour, day by day. So that's a little bit different. You can ask Nico, he can like agree with me. Like in high school, we had our practice plan, quotation marks after that. Because one day we'd finish at 4:30 and one day we'd finish at 6:30. And it's like, we didn't have anything. We didn't have time restriction. We didn't have any of that. That was all new to me. Like your individuals, like 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. You can only do an hour a day, 5 hours a week. That's all stuff that, like, I'm not going to say minimizes your potential, like going into the fall, but it, like, I don't know. It doesn't really help you see and be prepared for what's coming when 20 hours come. That was a big wake up call. So working on your own is a big thing that changes from high school to college. It's a lot of on your own, go to the cage, see the machine, go against it. That's something they preach here at GC, which is something why we think we're the best, one of the best hitting teams in all of college year by year. It doesn't matter that we're mid-major.
Okay. Speaking of hitting, though, and all the hard work you're putting in, Friday night, your first dinger happened. Take us through the moment,
yeah.
How to go, because we don't get a lot of guys that hit homers on the pod, so we got one here.
So we... Matter of fact, day before that, we had just gotten back at 2 in the morning from playing FSU. I had a hat trick at FSU. 3 Ks, 3 sliders in the other batter's box. K time, boom, boom, K time, boom. I'm like, all right. I strike out 3 times. I'm on the bus and the coach goes, "Hey, how about we don't swing at sliders in the lefties batter's box?" So I go in the cage Thursday after practice and I'm seeing, like, we have this machine that, like, it's like an iPad and you can, like, set it up to throw sliders in the zone and sliders out, and they look the same. So I was in there at bats. I had 10 at bats. I had a good, like, at bat day. I went 3 for 8, 2 walks, and I only had 1 strikeout against the machine. It's a mix. And you'll see that's some positive, like, upward movement, I guess, from where you were yesterday. So I go, and Friday I'm hitting fifth. They move me up in the lineup, and our one hole gets on, our two hole hits a home run. So I'm like, all right, we're already 2-0. There's no pressure going into the game. Like, we're already winning. Third batter, I think he gets out. Fourth batter gets hit. I get up there. First pitch, fastball, ball. Second pitch, ball. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. 2-0 count. Fastball, fastball, fastball. I'm going to get one. Throws me a slider in the other batter's box. I swing at it. Coach, I turn around, like one of those moments where unserious, serious. I look at him, and he's just like, "Bro, you just spent the whole day yesterday working on it." Next pitch, slider, middle, I take it. He's like, "That's the one you got to swing at." So I'm like, all right, what are the chances he throws me another one? He throws me a fastball really bad. Like, you could just stand up there with no bat and you would have walked or not swung. 3-2 count, I get up there. Base isn't open, so I'm like, he's going to have to come at me. So, matter of fact, he calls the time. He steps off. Because, you know, you only get 2 step-offs. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy, he just steps off. He's trying to, like, get me out. Like, he's really focused. He hangs me a slider, middle, and I'm 2-strike approach, not trying to strike out. And I hit the ball, and it's, like, one of those moments where, like, it was in slow motion. Like, the ball was coming at me, and I was like, oh, my God, it's middle. Let's just hit the ball back at him. And I caught it a little bit out in front and up, and as soon as I hit it, I knew it was gone. But being the first one, I just ran as fast as I could to first. but as soon as I hit it, I knew it was gone.
I would have loved to see, even though I want to see you succeed, I would have loved to see if your first home run, you went and you thought it and you pimped it and it was just off.
No.
I would have blamed you.
Happened in the fall. I learned my lesson.
Dude, you would send me videos and you'd be like, "Bro, just missed this one." Eddie, you'd see him, he'd be like jogging. I'm like, "Javi, bro." Like, "Javi, what
it's
do we
like,
do?"
It's like moments like that from the fall. Like we were talking before, like help you like understand what's going to happen this spring, back to what we were saying before. But yeah, that home run was surreal. I round second base and the guy that I scored and the two guys that were on deck and in the hole are there waiting for us. And we do like, and you know how people do the helmet like butt in the air? Like we do it together. So like we'll come in and we'll bump our heads together like looking down. It was super cool. And you come into the dugout and we have like a, you know, you can't do props in CAA.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that. So we have to stay on our warning track, like the warning track grass this way. We have to stay on it. So you get a football and you just run through like 10 people pushing you and everyone's screaming. And at the end you get a linebacker right in front of your face. And you got to choose one side or the other. And if you get the right side, they give you a cup of Gatorade. It's pretty cool. And I chose the right side.
I mean, going off of that, do you guys have like a double dance? Because I know, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pitt has a hard one. Like when they're playing good teams, they're bomb. They all huddle up like right at the dugout. And it's like, do you remember like how you do not in your shoulder, but like you jump and you go like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
Everyone jumps and goes, but like, do you guys have any? You talked about the football one, but like double dances vibe.
Yeah,
you
double
team? Dance. Like, how are you?
The double dance. We get into the Friday night game, and we're like, "Yo, you guys, we're 19 to 22 years old. Let's have some fun. Let's get a double dance." So we're all sitting there in our like team room, meeting room, like our champions room, whatever, where we have our sofas and our like fridge and everything. And where they're sitting, and one of our the other Cuban on the team, like me, he's from Miami too as well. He's like, let's be obnoxious. And I'm like, yeah, remember, we can't be too obnoxious. You'll get called for something, you know. And he goes, all right, so we'll shake the hands in the air, we'll get increasingly louder, and then you go like a sword movement to the hip. And then everyone, when you're going down, everyone goes, oh, and screams. So it's just, you rile it up. You go from like your chest all the way over your head. And when you get to your head, you bring it right back down. It's super cool. Super cool.
Oh, I love it. Well, that's the fun of baseball. I know obviously NCAA is doing some stuff, but that's the fun part of baseball where you're having some fun on the diamond, doing some celebrations. But before we hit record, you promised us a fun story about the guy to my left right now. And you wouldn't tell us
let's get to
what it.
It
is, but you said you've got something for our audience. So introducing a high school Nico story.
All right, here we go. So freshman year, or no, my eighth grade year, his sophomore year, we in eighth grade, we had a science teacher, Miss Pericles. He knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but where are
That's
we going?
So let me, I'm just gonna say everything that happened that day. So we, the eighth graders, we had like eight eighth graders. You can ask him. We had like a pack that stayed together throughout high school that we always played like ahead of our age. And we were JV, we were eighth graders, we were like the cool people, cool kids, whatever. And our eighth grade science teacher made us go to the science fair dressed as baseball players. So we're there sitting there, Nico's screaming at us when we're running back, screaming at us, let's go, we need to stretch, let's go. Because he's like the team captain of our team, like he's trying to win, whatever. We're playing under the lights at our school. Like, this is like one of the coolest things ever. You're 13 years old, you're playing under the lights in front of maybe 300 people as an eighth grader. Like, make that make sense. It's crazy. We go into the first inning, we start losing 6-0. 6-0. And I'm like, oh my God, this is great. So we come back in the first to hit, we score like two or three. 6-3, we come back into the ballgame. They load the bases up. And I'm like, all right, like we have two outs, whatever. Fly ball goes in the air. Like routine fly out, like left, not routine, but like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Very, very capable of catching the ball. So our right fielder, who is now a PO, never hit after eighth grade. He runs to right center. Like, I guess like he saw the ball go up and he tried following it, right?
I remember this.
So he's following the ball the whole way. He's following it. Nico decides to follow the right fielder. So all of us like that are in the field that really didn't look at the ball, that, you know, you look into the outfield where the outfield's going. We see these two guys running that way and we're like, oh, they got it. They got it. Only to hear the ball roll off the left field fence.
No,
Nico and our right fielder are in right center. Imagine our right center is like 400 feet. They're in the corner over there. And the ball lands in left center. Guy inside the park home run. We lose the game, knockout in five innings. And after the game, we just all made fun of Nico. They didn't even care that we lost.
No, it's terrible. Like, they go to me and like I get in and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I'm gonna be completely honest with you, dog. Didn't see it. Again, follow-up story, because this one's just as funny, but it doesn't have, thankfully, that bad of an ending. It's our senior year and we're playing. Crap. Jared was pitching. Shamirad. Champagnat.
No, Champagnat.
Yeah, we're playing Champagnat.
Oh my goodness.
Jared is pitching our number one. And look, we're perfect. We've saved it so I can say exactly what I said. Mind you, we go to a Christian school. I have my cross. Javi has his cross necklace. We all have that. Third batter comes up, hits a bomb, fly ball to left. And again, I wear glasses. The practice before, I actually had trouble in the outfield. I couldn't see balls. Like, I literally went that weekend and I got my eyes readjusted, my contacts readjusted, because I couldn't see. It was one of those things, like, almost like an injury. It's like, yo, figure it out, play through it. I'm like, all right, we go, fly ball. And I tell our center fielder, I'm like, yo, if I don't see it, you're going to know, because I'm screaming it. I go, fly ball, and you just hear, it's pitch quiet. It's pitch, like, no one's talking. You just hear, I can't fucking see it. And then I just hear Javi, yeah, because it's out. And I just hear it hit the trees. And
Imagine hitting the trees is like a 400-foot blast in high school. He's screaming, I can't see it. I'm like, yeah, because it hit the tree. You know what?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I've never been so happy for a bomb to get hit off our pitch from, you know? Because that was like, thank the Lord, because I didn't know. And they go in, they go, how is tracking the fly bomb? We'd be like, coach, we needed to get the nighttime real quick. Because especially
that
like,
that was crazy. Night, oh my God. Thankfully, memories.
And I think Dylan could attest to this in club baseball, and Javi, you can test this besides those two times, the rest of it. I'm not bad in the outfield for everyone.
No. Just those two times.
I think it's even funnier because I'm actually good in the outfield than that.
No, you have good feel over there. I don't know what.
You don't see the ball. I'm not catching a ball that I can't see, bro. That was
something else.
Oh, I love it. Well, we've got three fun questions here to throw at you to wrap things up. I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to hold you for too long, but Nico is a master of these three rapid fire questions that we throw at all our guests at the end, and he loves every and all answers that we get. So the first one is, of course, your walk-up song.
Oh, it's Guaya Guaya.
Nice. Latin song.
Latin song. Don't go mad.
Not to go too much, but pero he knows why I love walk-up songs so much. I was always the guy, bro. I went my senior year. I did the walk-up songs for JV and varsity. I would cut them all. I would present them. I literally had a 30-minute meeting twice in that year, arguing with you. I would literally be like, no, this song's fine. Like, I literally told the AD, like, there was one. I think it was Keanu's. It was like,
oh, three, yeah, yeah, yeah.
2.5 minutes in. Like, that just went of like, it said something, and he's like, oh, we can't have it. I go, bro, it's 2.5 minutes in. I'll cut the song. And he's like, no.
And mind you, his walk-up song is maybe 25 seconds at max. And it's the first 25 seconds.
No, like, I walk in, and they're all like, how'd it go? I go, we need to change 6 walk-up songs, and I saved, like, 15 of them. Like,
and those 6 needed to be changed in a matter of 10 minutes before the game.
And I'm just there like as a nerd on my freaking laptop. I'm like, give me your song, let's go.
And there's music blasting in the speaker in the locker room. He's like, turn it off.
But second question we got, you've been at FGC, you said it 8 months. We're not talking about baseball here. FGCU is a nice campus. I've been there before. What's your favorite non-baseball part of FGCU?
That's a tough one to answer. just honestly, and not doing illegal stuff, but there's this like
great
bar grill place that we go to. It's like it's a grill place like from like the whole day. So we during the fall we'd run like a, I guess you can call it a bender, I guess, sort of, but not really, because it was just like a pool day with the team, barbecue. Like normal pool activity days, like normal, like team bonding.
Yeah, water and
you'd run straight to the shower and bounce back to the bar girl. You'd eat like at 5 and you'd sit there talking, listening to some country music. And then at night, like at 8 or 9, it becomes like a club, sort of like a bar club place, blasting music. You're there, you're with your teammates 13 hours, like having fun, memories that you realize don't have until you see videos of it. And it's like, wow, like, how did they go so fast? How is it already 8 months in? And that was 7 months ago.
Oh, I love it.
That's the one thing I really like off of, like, besides baseball here.
Absolutely. Nico and I can attest that all of a sudden we're now almost done with our junior year. And it's, like, almost crazy to think like that. But, no, enjoy it. It's going to fly by really quickly. But the third one we have for you is sort of an appreciation for hopping on the podcast. We always ask our guys at the end, would they like to shout someone out to be the next guy on the podcast? So the floor is yours if you'd like to nominate the next guest.
Yeah, I think I have the perfect guy. He has a nice story where he, I'm not going to try and spoil it, but he started his career here, went somewhere that I'm very close to, and then ended up back here again. And he's here now grinding it out with me, and it's just really cool. I think it'd be cool for him to get on this podcast with you too. His name is Ian Farrell. He's our starting right fielder here. It'd be pretty cool for him to get on here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know Nico was teasing me earlier. He's like, that's going to be the name that I really want him to say. And here we are. So look at that. But we will also say the last two guys we've had on from college, Joe Stella, proceeded to hit a backside homer that weekend in his first at bat. And Marshall Whitmer came back and had his first strikeout post Tommy John surgery that next weekend as well. So something says that.
And we had Jaden on in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw what happened to Jaden in the middle of the year. starting hitting well. So not saying that my guy, that baseball guy, that we bring on, but if you don't go you can't break the streak.
That would be greatly appreciated, especially that I have another homecoming this week, Wednesday at FIU.
Oh, please go yard. Please.
That'd be a great.
And just
great
stare at Orly. Just look at Orly.
Friend of the pod. I'm going to stare right at Orly and be like, ah, thank God I'm not there anymore.
Well, this was a blast. Thank you again so much for hopping on with us, Nico. I know you scheduled this one last minute, so we really appreciate you shuffling around and making time for us today. But, Nico, unless you got anything else to throw in here,
I'm good, bro. Go Eagles.
All right.
Awesome. Oh, this was great. Appreciate it. On.
Good,
absolutely.
Good fun time.
100%. So for Dylan, right. Nico, and Javi, until the next time, the side is retired.